Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure is to continue to be with you, as always. Rich Gannon is our guest, our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now, how long? Golly, over 12 years as a member of our Brain Trust, and it's one of the major line items in his curriculum vitae. He's a publisher and the editor and the chief cost accountant over at Mullings.com, chief economist there too, Mullings.com, the twice weekly cyber column, and he's our good friend Rich Gannon. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Val. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you spin to the right?
I do.
He's of the Republican persuasion. Rich, if I could see, you know, I would really like to visit with President Obama. I've always said that I really would like to talk to him. I've got some questions. I've got some very respectful questions that I would like to ask him about some things that we differ on. But now, if I were going to talk to him today, I would say, so, Mr. President, it's come to this. You've actually maneuvered your foreign policy so that France, of all people, has been able to claim the courageous high ground and pulled the world back from the brink of nuclear disaster. You've allowed France to claim that. It's come to this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably right. And it's not the first time. He also, you know, about 6 weeks ago, he allowed Russia to claim the high ground over Syria.
Oh, yeah, but I still say that's not that. I agree with that. No, that was and you and I talked about that. But to me, I mean, this is, God bless them. France, Patton said he would rather have a German army in front of him as a French army behind him. God bless them, everyone. But I mean, And God bless France. I mean, what was it McCain said? Vive la France. They actually, you know, stood up and did the right thing. But tell the audience what's going on.
Well, we're talking about Iran and the sudden push for some kind of deal to have them stop their headlong rush toward developing a nuclear weapon. And it's not clear to me that they don't already have one. Mm-hmm. That they may have bought from somebody else, like North mm-hmm. Korea, but it complicates the region so dramatically because they're nuts over there, the Iranian,
right.
The Iranian leadership, the big thing is that Iranians through their Persian line, I guess I'm not sure about this, but they are largely Shia,
right,
and the rest of the region is mostly Sunni, or at least the leadership is.
Right.
And so that goes on. And when people think, why is it such a big deal, just think about Ireland and the Protestants
right.
and the Catholics. I mean, these mm-hmm. things go way, you know, they go back to the beginning of, you know, human
right.
time.
And the Hatfields
anyway,
and the courts, so they, right?
Yeah, that's right. So they had a meeting in Europe with what's called the 5+1, the five members of the UN Security Council. Plus Germany, who's not allowed to be in the Security Council because they lost the Second World War.
Right, and still paying for it.
That's right. And we're still kind of whacking them on the back of the head because of it. And our negotiator is, you know, one of our negotiators is our Secretary of State, John mm-hmm. Kerry, who he wants a big win. He's looking for
right.
something that he can come home with laurels.
So I got about a minute. So they relaxed. America relaxed the sanctions that were working, didn't they?
Yeah, they said they're causing real hardship, which is the idea. The idea is
right.
for sanctions to hurt. That's why they're called sanctions. But France, according to the Iranians, France was the one that said, no, we're not going to do that, and we're not going to approve that, and
right.
we're not approving about half of these proposals. France said no, and so the Iranians went home.
And so, but America, in our naivete, was prepared to loosen up, think something that wasn't working, that was bringing the Iranians to the table, that actually might look like we were going to get something. Instead of getting something first, before we gave them something, we did it the reverse, didn't we?
That's right. It's exactly the opposite of the way the president negotiates, which is, I want everything, and don't bother me because
right.
I have a golf match.
Right. folks, this is the reason why you should care about this is we're talking about nuclear weapons in the hands of fanatical maniacs. I'm not talking about the Iranian people. I know plenty of Iranians, and they're wonderful human beings. I'm talking about the mullahs and people like Ahmadinejad and all those guys over there that are fanatical nutcases. They're wing nuts, and they're going to have nuclear weapons. These are people who would kill themselves to kill everybody else just so we can all go to their heaven. Anyway, folks, this is a scary thing for our government to be doing. And I'm with Senator McCain. Vive la France. I thought I'd never say that. 20 till. Stay.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.